الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد All praises due to Allah and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam In our continuation of the tafsir of Surah Ali Imran Ayah 77 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الله عز وجل says إن الذين يشترون بعهد الله وأيمانهم ثمنا قليلا أولئك لا خلاق لهم في الآخرة ولا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم and verily those who purchase a small gain at the cost of Allah's covenant and their oaths. Pay attention, alaykum salam. Verily those who purchase a small gain at the cost of Allah's covenant and their oaths, meaning at the cost of their oaths, the swearing, they shall have no position in the hereafter, no portion in the hereafter, no Jannah. Neither will Allah speak to them, nor look at them on the day of resurrection, nor will He purify them, and they shall have a painful torment. This is for who? Listen to this now. Allah Azza wa Jal will not permit him to paradise. Allah Azza wa Jal will not speak to them. Allah Azza wa Jal will not look at them. There'll be no significance in His sight. Allah Azza wa Jal will not purify them, and He will give them a severe punishment. How many things are these? Five. No Jannah. Allah will not speak to them, will not look at them, will not purify them, and they will be permitted to the hellfire. They will be punished severely. Alaykum salam. Now, you want to hear something wild? Wild? You see these five things? You see how wild and how strength, you know, strong they are of a punishment? And this is for who? Those who purchase, you know, a small gain in return for Allah's oaths and covenants which they take. You know who also will get the same exact punishment per the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The one who wears his garment below his ankles out of arrogance. Ouch! People think this is a light matter. Brother, just a pair of pants. Give me a break. No, Habibi. The hadith mentions the same exact punishment, along with the one who sells his merchandise by giving false, you know, by the false oaths. Wallah, this is the best phone on the market, and he knows he's lying. And the other one is the one who does you a favor, then he reminds you. Didn't I help you out last week? Didn't I give you money when you needed money? Didn't I? All that reminder. These three, along with the one who wears his clothes below his ankles, are all included in that punishment. Are we understanding? Because sometimes we think we understand but we don't. Or we hear but we don't hear. Or we hear and we deliberately ignore. Or we let it come from this ear and go out of that one. Or somehow we try to figure something out so we won't feel that, you know, this doesn't apply to me. The shaitan will tell one of us, not you. This is for everybody else in the world. You are okay. Allah loves you. You're doing this, you're doing that. Huh? So somehow we exclude ourselves, but we're not excluded. We are not excluded. This is very, very dangerous. Allah will not speak to this person, He will not look at them, He will not purify them, He will not permit them to paradise, and He will punish them severely. And we say, okay, I'll manage on the day of judgment. I'll figure it out on the day of judgment. No, you won't. No, you won't. So we need to really, you know, we need to keep it real. And there was a special lecture titled Hell Equals Garment, which has been, you know, delivered at the International Medical Center Hospital. It's available on DVD. If you wish to come across or hear all the narrations related to the subject matter, so you'll be upon clarity concerning the ruling of wearing the clothes below the garment, then you may go and get the lecture and watch the whole thing. It's very concise and precise. Alhamdulillah, comprehensive, and you know, anyone who's looking for the truth shall find it within. If somebody wants to follow their desires anyways, then no lecture, no reminder, no ayah, no hadith, nothing would work. Nothing would work whatsoever. As Allah has told us, you know, the hearts are veiled, and you know, you can't do anything about it. But inshallah, I know none of us is in this particular position, bi-idhnillah, or we hope from Allah that none of us is in that particular position. على كل حال, the Shaykh says, أي إن الذين يشترون الدنيا بالدين فيختارون الحطام القليل من الدنيا ويتوسلون إليها بالإيمان الكاذبة عفوا بالأيمان الكاذبة والعهود المنكوثة فهؤلاء لا يكلمهم الله ولا ينظر إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. The Shaykh رحمه الله said, meaning those who purchase a worldly gain in return for the religion. يعني they sell the religion for some worldly gain. Okay, so it's religion versus the world. They give up some of the teachings of Islam to make some money in return. So they choose the mundane, you know, leftovers of the dunya, and they use that by giving and swearing in false oaths. Swearing in false oaths and breaking covenants. It is those who Allah will not speak to, Allah will not look at them on the Day of Judgment, He will not purify them, and He will punish them severely. أي قد حق عليهم سخط الله ووجب عليهم عقابه. Meaning that the anger of Allah has become rightly due to them, and His punishment is compulsory upon them. وحرموا ثوابه, and they were prevented from receiving or attaining Allah's good reward. ومنعوا من التزكية, and they were prevented from being purified. وهي التطهير, it is purification. بل يريدون القيامة متلوثون بالجرائم متدنسون بالذنوب العظائم. عجيب. Nay, but they will come on the Day of Judgment infected with crimes. متلوث, like polluted. You know, تلوث is pollution. They'll be polluted with their crimes, and they'll be, you know, infected with their major sins. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla goes on to say, وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ لَفَرِيقًا يَلْوُونَ أَلْسِنَتَهُمْ بِالْكِتَابِ لَتَحْسَبُوهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَيَقُولُونَ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَمَا هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَيَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And verily among them is a party who distort the book with their tongues as they read, so that you may think it is from the book, but it is not from the book. And they say this is from Allah, but it is not from Allah. And they speak a lie against Allah while they know it. They speak a lie against Allah while they know it. The Shaykh said, وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَرِيقًا مُحَرِّفُونَ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Among the people of the book are a group which distort the book of Allah. وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ التَّحْرِيفِ اللَّفْظِي وَالتَّحْرِيفِ الْمَعْنَوِي. This includes, now this is important, this includes the actual distortion in the wording of the ayat, of the verses, and in the meaning. And this is a classical quality among the Christians and their Bible. For example, for there are three who bear record, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. Now that's the only verse in the Bible which alludes to the concept of Trinity, which we Muslims say all the time, does not exist, not even in the Bible. Now you know what happened? This particular statement was actually a footnote. It was what? It was a comment made by one of the scribes. You know, you have to imagine now, back then, there were no photocopying machines, no Xerox machines, no computers. The way people will have to make another copy of a book is by bringing someone who will spend days and months copying every single thing. And naturally, people will take notes. This was a comment that he made on a verse in John, and the Christians, in effort to propagate the Trinity and make it and validate this particular teaching, they actually crept that footnote into the text and they made it part of the Bible. See how they distorted? Now, of course, whom did Allah decree will discover that? The Christians themselves. When they wanted to revise the old version of the Bible, and they brought, you know, 32 scholars from various, you know, 50 denominations of Christianity, and when they went through the revision of the Bible, they realized that this was a footnote. When they went to the Greek manuscripts, they didn't find this verse in the actual original text, so they took it out. But was that for a long time? No. When they took it out, sales went down. That particular version of the Bible, which didn't have that verse, the priests don't want it, the church doesn't want it, because this destroys their belief system. So they put it back in. They play with the Book of Allah. But it's just as Allah said, they twist the meaning, huh? Whether the words or the meaning, so you will think it's from the Book of Allah. But it is not from the Book of Allah. Then Allah says, and they say against Allah lies while they know. They know. They know this is not in the Bible. But the priest is not going to tell his audience, you know, those whom he's preaching on Sunday, oh, by the way, you know, this verse is not in the Bible. Psh! Doesn't work. They will throw him off while he's giving the lecture. He won't stay in the church for long. That's just the reality of matters. Just as Allah described in Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. ثم هم مع هذا التحريف الشنيع يوهمون أنه من الكتاب وهم كذبة في ذلك. Along with this evil distortion, they make it appear to the people that it is from the Book of Allah, and they are lying in the process. ويصرحون بالكذب على الله وهم يعلمون حالهم وسوء مغبتهم. And they declare lies against Allah while they know their condition and the evil outcome of their deeds. Then Allah Azza wa Jal goes on to say in Ayah 79 and 80, ما كان لبشر أن يؤتيه الله الكتاب والحكم والنبوة ثم يقول للناس كونوا عبادا لي من دون الله ولكن كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب وبما كنتم تدرسون ولا يأمركم أن تتخذوا الملائكة والنبيين أربابا أيأمركم بالكفر بعد إذ أنتم مسلمون. It is not possible for any human being to whom Allah has given the book and al-hukum, the knowledge and understanding of the laws of religion, and prophethood, that Allah gave him prophethood also, to say to the people, be my worshippers rather than Allah's. Be my worshippers rather than worshippers of Allah. On the contrary, he would say, be you rabbaniyun, meaning learned men of religion who practice what they know and also preach others. Because you are teaching the book and you are studying it. Nor would he order you to take angels and prophets for lords. Would he order you to disbelieve after you have submitted to Allah's will? This is from Tafsir al-Tabari, this particular translation, you know, of the actual meaning. Now the Shaykh said, rahimahullah, أي يمتنع ويستحيل كل الاستحالة لبشر من الله عليه بالوحي والكتاب والنبوة وأعطاه الحكم الشرعي أن يأمر الناس بعبادته ولا بعبادة النبيين والملائكة واتخاذهم أربابا. It is impossible in every way, shape, in every way, shape or form, that Allah will bestow for a human being whom Allah has bestowed upon him the virtue of revelation and the book and prophethood. Then Allah gave him al-hukum, the knowledge of the deen, that he shall call the people to worship him, or that he shall call the people to worship the prophets or the angels and to take them as gods besides Allah. لِأَنَّ هَذَا هُوَ الْكُفُرُ. Because that is disbelief. That is disbelief, that you worship angels or you worship Jesus or you worship Abraham or Moses or even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you worship any of them, you have become a disbeliever. Because the whole religion is based on worshiping Allah alone. Bas. No one alongside with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. فكيف وقد بعث بالإسلام المنافي للكفر من كل وجه وكيف يأمر فكيف يأمر بضده. How would he do that when he was sent with Islam, which came to negate disbelief in every way, shape or form, and then the man would go and call against it? He would invite the people to the opposite of the teachings of Islam while Allah gave him Islam. هذا من الممتنع. This is impossible. لأن حاله وما هو عليه وما من الله به عليه من الفضائل والخصائص تقتضي العبودية الكاملة والخضوع التام لله الواحد القهار. Because the condition in which this person is, this prophet, whom Allah has given all these virtues and all these specialties, this necessitates ultimate slavery to Allah and total submission to the one who's irresistible. وهذا جواب لوفد نجران حين تمادى بهم الغرور ووصلت بهم الحال والكبر أن قالوا أتأمرنا يا محمد أن نعبدك. And this is in refutation to Najran. Remember the story of وفد نجران. Do you remember the story of Najran? The group, who are they?
Christians.
Group of Christians. What happened with them? Huh? They came to debate with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened?
Then they did not accept what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them. They did not agree. So Allah gave an ayah for for them to make a dua.
What do we call that in Arabic? What do we call that in Arabic? By the way, we studied this in which ayah? Let me just tell you that this was very recent. Unless your brother is suffering from memory problems, in which case everybody is excused. If you are not, however, suffering from memory problems, then I expect you brothers to know some of this information. Huh? Wa alaykum salam. What do we call that in Arabic? Ya Jama'at al Khair. Yes? Yes? Mubahala. Memorize it. I'm going to quiz you next week, inshallah. Mubahala. From Ibtihal. From Ibtihal. Mubahala. Which is basically that when the Muslims came with the Christians of Najran, and the Prophet ﷺ, as Allah revealed the ayah, قُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. When the Christians insisted that Jesus was the Son of God, and the Prophet ﷺ told them that He is not the Son of God, Allah revealed this ayah to him. If they continue to dispute with you and argue, say, come, bring yourselves, your wives and your children, and I will bring mine. And then we will both stand in the same location and we say, oh Allah, curse the liar amongst us. Is there anything better than that? What happened? They never showed up. They discussed it among themselves. They realized if they come, they would be cursed by Allah. So they told the Prophet ﷺ, you know what, no need, no problem. We will just, you know, pay the taxes. Just leave us alone. We want to remain upon our false religion. This is called Mubahala. Which is what happened, right, Ya Mayruk? Do you remember that? And why didn't you speak?
The word.
The word, huh? Right. على كل حال. So the Shaykh said, so what happened to them? Now when they debated with the Prophet Muhammad and he was telling them that Jesus was not divine, he was not the Son of God, look how they twisted the idea around. They said to him, to the Prophet Muhammad, are you telling us that we need to worship you? Are you telling us that we need to worship you instead? Because of this claim, Allah revealed this ayah. It wasn't for a man whom Allah gives the prophethood and knowledge and revelation that he would tell the people, worship me besides Allah. This is impossible. So they made a false claim against the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and Allah revealed this ayah in refutation to them. رَدَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. That it's impossible that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ will say, اُعْبُدُونِي, when he was sent with the deen of Islam, which is the deen of عبادةullah, وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. So this is nonsense, which they came up with. حين أمرهم بعبادة الله وطاعته فبين الباري انتفاع ما قالوا أن كلامهم وكلام أمثالهم في هذا ظاهر البطلان. So Allah Azza wa Jal, they said this when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded them to worship Allah alone and to obey Him. So then Allah Azza wa Jal showed that their speech and the speech of their lives is in the epitome of falsehood and unacceptability. Ayah 82. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ لَمَا آتَيْتُكُمْ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَحِكْمَةٍ ثُمَّ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَكُمْ لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهُ قَالَ أَأَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَلِكُمْ إِصْرِي قَالُوا أَقْرَرْنَا قَالَ فَاشْهَدُوا وَأَنَا مَعَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ فَمَنْ تَوَلَّى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. Here we go. And remember when Allah took the covenant of the prophets, saying, take whatever I gave you from the book and hikmah, and afterwards there will come to you a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirming what is with you. You must then believe in him and help him. Allah said, do you agree to it? And will you take up my covenant? They said, we agree. He said, then bear witness, and I am with you among the witnesses. Then whoever turns away after this, they are the rebellious, the fasiqun, those who turn away from Allah's obedience. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, هذا إخبار منه تعالى أنه أخذ عهد النبيين وميثاقهم كلهم. عفواً أنه أخذ عهد النبيين وميثاقهم كلهم بسبب ما أعطاهم ومن به عليهم من الكتاب والحكمة المقتضي للقيام التام بحق الله وتوفيته. This is information or a mention from Allah Azza wa Jal concerning the covenant which he took with his prophets, all of them, because of what he had given them of blessings and the book, knowledge of the book and wisdom, which necessitates that they fulfill the covenant of Allah in the full sense, in the perfect sense. أَنَّهُ إِنْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لِمَا مَعَهُمْ بُعِثَ بِمَا بُعِثُ بِهِ مِنَ التَّوْحِيدِ وَالْحَقِّ وَالْقِصْدِ وَالْأُصُولِ الَّتِي اتَّفَقَتْ عَلَيْهَا الشَّرَائِعِ أَنَّهُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَيَنْصُرُونَ. The covenant that Allah took with them is, if I were to send a prophet with the same thing you have been sent with, concerning Tawheed, the worship of Allah alone, and concerning the truth and justice and all the fundamental principles which the religions, all the prophets' revelations, or all the revelations of the prophets have agreed upon, that they shall believe in him and they shall aid him. They shall believe in him and they shall aid him. فَأَقَرُّوا عَلَى ذَلِكَ, and they all bore witness to that and they accepted that. وَاعْتَرَفُوا وَالْتَزَمُوا, they accepted, they bore witness, and they complied with that covenant. وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ وَشَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَتَوَعَدَ مَنْ خَالَفَ هَذَا الْمِيثَاقَ. So Allah bore witness and he made them bear witness and he threatened, وَعَلَيْكُمْ سَلَامُ, those who will break that covenant. وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ عَامٌ بَيْنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَنَّ جَمِيعَهُمْ طَرِيقَهُمْ واحد. This is something common among all the prophets. Their way is one. This is very important in da'wah. This is very important in what? In da'wah. The way of the prophets is one. It is a common denominator between all the prophets and the messengers. No matter what the intricacy of the teachings are in terms of the mu'amalat, transactions and whatever, but the essence of the religion is what? One. And what is that? To worship Allah alone and obey the messenger. Really, right? To worship Allah alone and obey the messenger. which is present during that time. For instance, if some people, you know, among the Jews at the time of Jesus, if they said to Jesus, listen, we worship Allah alone, but we don't want to believe in you as Jesus, as the Messiah. Are they Muslims or non-Muslims? They're kuffar. You get me? They may claim, look, I'm not worshipping Uzair, I'm not worshipping any other gods, I'm worshipping God, I'm worshipping Allah alone. But I don't accept you, Jesus, as the Messiah, whom Allah sent. Or I don't want to obey you. We say, hadha kufr. This is disbelief. It's the same thing with Nuh. If some of his followers claim that they don't want to worship Waddan, wala Suwa'an, wala Yaghutha, wa Ya'uqa, wa Nasra, the name of their God, if they said we don't want to worship them, we worship Allah alone, but you're not the messenger of Allah, are they Muslims or kuffar? So then the essence of the message is to enslave oneself to Allah and believe in the respective messenger and obey him. Even Nuh, in the beginning of his da'wah in Surah Nuh, قال نوح, what did the ayah begin? إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ أَنْ أَنذِرْ قَوْمَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ نَذِيرٌ مُبِينٌ أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. سبحان الله. So Nuh said to his people, as soon as that revelation came to him, verily I am to you a clear warner that you should worship Allah and اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ and fear him وَأَطِيعُونِ and then obey me. Worship Allah. Huh? Enslave yourselves to Allah. Have taqwa of him and obey me. Without these three, there's no risalah. There's no Islam. So this is the universal message. And we use this with the Christians to prove the same thing. So when they come say, well, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. None shall come to the Father but through me. Say, yeah, exactly. That's what we believe. More than you do. He was the way during his time. You couldn't get to God through a way other than that of Jesus. He was the truth. Indeed, He's in the Quran. ذَلِكَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ قَوْلَ الْحَقِّ الَّذِي فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ. This is Jesus, the son of Mary, the statement of truth in which they dispute. Allah told us in the Quran, Haqq, He's the truth. He's alive indeed. Anytime you respond to Allah and His Messenger, you will be given life. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Oh, you who have believed, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which will give you life. So we say to the Christians, we believe Jesus is the way, He is the life, and He is the truth during His time. Now, not anymore. Now the way, the truth and the life is who? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then you can add a squeeze in a small comment. Say, you're saying that, you know, Jesus is everything, right? Jesus is God. Say, yeah. Say, God, is God a way or a destination? Is God the way or the destination? The destination. What? Where are you trying to reach? God. But what is the way? Obedience to God. So Jesus didn't say, I'm the destination. He said, I am the way. So then you say, how are you saying that Jesus is God and we say God is the destination? So when you say that He is the destination, then He didn't say that. He said, I am the way, which will lead you to the destination. So that means this is His job as a prophet. So this is how you can use biblical verses to strengthen our Islamic arguments. And the average Christian doesn't know his elbow from his knee. This is an Arabic proverb which I translated to English. You know, look at the elbow, which is my elbow, which is my knee. They have no idea what's going on. So when you say these things, you sound like a huge scholar to them, right? And they're like, you know, I have no idea what to say. But you know, that's da'wah. That's the da'wah. You know? Alhamdulillah. Ala kulli hal. Na'am. وهذا أمر نعم جبوية وأن دعوة كل واحد منهم قد اتفقوا وتعاقدوا عليها. The invitation, the da'wah of each one of the prophets, they have agreed to it and they have all taken covenants concerning it. وعموم ذلك أنه أخذ على جميعهم الميثاق بالإيمان والنصرة لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the generalization of all that is that Allah had taken the covenant with all of His prophets that they shall believe and aid the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فمن ادعى أنه من أتباعهم فهذا دينهم الذي أخذه الله عليهم وأقر به واعترفوا. عجيب. If anyone claims that he is the follower of any of these prophets, then his own prophet has already taken a covenant with Allah to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how are you his follower now? If Jesus had given a covenant, he swore with Allah, to Allah, that he would accept the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, he gave what? Glad tidings of his arrival. Who knows the evidence from the Quran? And I will give him a tissue. A whole tissue. Who knows the evidence from the Quran? An ayah which clearly, explicitly mentions that Jesus giving glad tidings of the coming of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'ma keep it. Ya jama'at al khair, wallah I'm gonna be sad. It's at the end of the Quran. I mean, if it was in Surah, you know, Surah Al-Ma'idah, or we say, okay, brother, give us a break. It's in the end of the Quran. You should have these surahs memorized. You don't have Juz Amma and the Tabarak and these, you know, last few Azza of the Quran, you know, intact, somewhat, more or less. Surah Al-Saf. وَإِذْ قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ إني رسول الله إليكم مصدق لما معي من التوراة لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. And one mentioned when Jesus, the son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, verily I am the messenger of Allah unto you, confirming the Torah, confirming what that which was sent before me, and giving you glad tidings. وَمُبَشِّرًا, giving you glad tidings, بِرَسُولٍ, of a messenger, يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِي, he will come after me, his name is Ahmed. This is one of the names of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is Al-Mustafa, Ahmed, Muhammad, Al-Mahi, إلى آخره. He has different names which we learn from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will keep this one for myself. Right? We need to have these things memorized, ya shabab. How is the da'wah going to move? If you brothers who attend these classes and you hear them week after week, we don't get them. What did you leave for those at home sleeping right now? You think they will be able to quote anything? No. So if the elite are not matching up, then those who are not even concerned will be able to do absolutely nothing. And how will the da'wah work? Who will convey the deen of Allah to the non-Muslims? It's our obligation, ya shabab. These are basic ayat which anyone can memorize. There are two things you can do. You can grab the book of Allah and say, I'm going to memorize, you know, Surah Taha. Okay? That's one approach, which is beautiful. And there's another one, that you come across booklets or books or pamphlets that are concentrated in da'wah. And they quote a number of ayat used for da'wah, just memorize it the same way you memorize the safha. Yani in one of these days, instead of sitting there and remember, وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and you know, you read it 10-15 times to memorize it, one time get a small book, or you yourself compile ayat that you think are effective in da'wah and memorize them the same way you memorize the page of the Quran. It's the same thing. Very easy. Wallah, it's very easy. And if you use them a couple of times and you quote them a couple of times, خلاص, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, they are permanently embedded in your mind. You don't even have to revise them anymore. You will naturally just quote them accordingly. Can we do that? Should we do that? For sure. For sure. Inshallah. So we can become effective dua. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. Just trying to encourage myself and you to, you know, little basic things the shaitan tries to prevent us from doing, and wallah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. طيب, على كل حال, إذن, so we say to them, look, your prophet had given glad tidings of the coming of ours, and we can also reference the Bible for the same teachings. We know in John and in the Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was clearly mentioned that he will be coming. Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 18, you know, it comes that, you know, that he will not speak his own words, but it will be the words of God put in his mouth. He will guide the people to all things. you know, the comforter, the counselor. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the Bible. فَمَنْ تَوَلَّى عَنْ اتِّبَاعِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِمَّنْ يَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَتْبَاعِهِمْ فَإِنَّهُ فَاسِقٌ خَارِجٌ عَنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ مُكَذِّبٌ لِلرَّسُولِ الَّذِي يَزْعُمُ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَتْبَاعِهِمْ مُخَالِفٌ لِطَرِيقِهِ. الله أكبر. So anyone who turns away, anyone who turns away from accepting the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, while he claims, among those who claim that they are following their messenger, then indeed he is a disobedient, rebellious individual who is going against obedience to Allah, belying the messenger, the very messenger which he claims he believes in, and going in opposition, opposing him in his way. Anyone who claims, well, I believe in Moses, like the Jews, usually the only people who we'll come across are the Jews and the Christians. Because the Jews will say, we only believe in Moses and we are following him. And the Christians will say, we only believe in Jesus and we are following him. So to the Jews and the Christians we say, look, your own Prophet had taken a covenant with Allah that they would believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And do you think your Prophet will break covenant with Allah? They will say no. Say then, if you truly believe in Moses, then you have to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because your Prophet believes in him. If you don't want to believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you really don't believe in your Prophet. And you're not accepting his way. You see how it is? It's a beautiful argument. وفي هذا إقامة الحجة والبرهان على كل من لم يؤمن بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من أهل الكتاب والأديان وأنه لا يمكنهم الإيمان برسلهم الذين يزعمون أنهم أتباعهم حتى يؤمنوا بإمامهم وخاتمهم وخاتمهم أو وخاتمهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And in this we have a proof and evidence against the people, against anyone who does not believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from among the people of the book and other religions, that they cannot possibly truly believe in their messengers that they claim they follow until they believe in their imam, in their leader, and khatimihim, their seal, the last one to be sent, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then آيات 83, 84, 85. أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُونَ قُلْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَالنَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is the ayah that your brothers were supposed to memorize. Right? Ayah 85 of Surah Al-Imran. And whosoever desires a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the life to come he will be among the winners or the losers? Are you sure? The Shaykh said, oh, Mayruk, do you have the English?
No.
Allah yahdik ya Mayruk. Where was I? Hey. Then, hey, we mentioned, do they seek other than the religion of Allah, while to him submitted all creatures in the heavens and the earth, willingly or unwillingly, and to him shall they all be returned? Say, we believe in Allah and in what has been sent down to us, and what was sent down to Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and Yaqub and Al-Asbat, which are the offspring of the 12 sons of Yaqub, Jacob, and what was given to Musa and Jesus and the prophets from their Lord. We make no distinction between one another among them, and to him, meaning to Allah, we have submitted in Islam. And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the life to come, he will be among the losers. قد تقدم في سورة البقرة أن هذه الأصول التي هي أصول الإيمان التي أمر الله بها هذه الأمة قد اتفقت عليها الكتب والرسل. We have already explained the Surah Al-Baqarah, because this discussion had appeared before, or we have come across it before, that the fundamentals of faith which Allah had commanded that all of the nations have agreed to in the book of Allah, in their books and the statements of the messengers, وَأَنَّ هِيَ الْغَرَضُ الْمُوَجَّهُ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ وَأَنَّ هِيَ الدِّينُ وَالْإِسْلَامُ الْحَقِيقِ. And this is the message of, that is directed to everyone, which is the truth and Islam, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in truth. وَأَنَّ مَنْ ابْتَغَ غَيْرَهَا فَعَمَلُهُ مَرْدُودٌ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ دِينٌ يَعُولُ عَلَيْهِ. That whoever seeks other than it, other than Islam, his deeds will be rejected. His deeds will be rejected, and he will not have any other religion which he can actually rely upon that will save him on the day of judgment. فَمَنْ زَهِدَ عَنْهُ وَرَغِبَ عَنْهُ فَأَيْنَ يَذْهَبُ. Whoever then disdains from accepting Islam, whoever does not want Islam, then where will he go? Where will he go? إِلَى عِبَادَةِ الْأَشْجَارِ وَالْأَحْجَارِ وَالنِّيرَانِ. Will he then go to worshipping trees and stones and fire? أَوْ إِلَى اتِّخَاذِ الْأَحْبَارِ وَالرُّهْبَانِ وَالصُّلْبَانِ. Or will he then take his gods, the rabbis and the priests and the cross, the crosses, which is what's happening in Christianity? أَوْ إِلَى تَعْطِيلِ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Or will they deny the existence of the Lord of everything that exists? أو إلى الأديان الباطلة التي هي من وحي الشياطين. Or will he then go to false religions which are nothing but the inspiration of the devils? Specifically Hinduism and Buddhism. These are crazy religions, man. I mean, all religions besides Islam have humongous problems. But still the Jews and the Christians are way closer than others, because they believe in prophethood, they believe in messages, they believe in, you know, they have some idea of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is why a Muslim is allowed to marry a Christian woman or a Jewish woman if she's chaste, if she's a chaste woman that doesn't sleep with men. But you can't marry no Hindu woman or a Buddhist woman or an atheist, because these are way out. I mean, the Hindus, you know, the Hindus, they have idols in the form of private parts, sexual organs, male and female sexual organs, erect in some place in India where people do Hajj, to a penis and a vagina. Excuse my language. Don't believe me? Google it. Hindus worship a private part that has been sculptured, you know, an idol sculptured in the form of a private part. How repulsive can that be? How disgusting can that be? And they go worship them because, you know, these are God incarnate. Hindus believe in rats are gods, monkeys are gods, elephants are gods, cows are gods, everything can be a god for a Hindu. What is this religion? This is from the shayateen. This is strictly from the shayateen. And the same you can say about a Buddhist, you know? They find an obese man from among all the men in the world, and he's God, you know? And they have, you know, big old fat dude, you know, standing there with oranges and apples and bananas that they put in, you know, on his idol. And the people, you know, they worship this, you know, this guy, this statue, who, if, you know, if they're from India, then he has some Indian features, and if they're from Malaysia, he has some Malaysian features. The actual statue of Buddha, his appearance and features will change according to the country where they worship him. He's not like standard, right? Just like in Christianity, if you go to the black churches in the States, you'll find a black Jesus. You know what I'm saying? They put an afro for him. You know, and he's like muscular, different than the white Jesus. And they have a problem with that. They say, you know, look at these white racist people. Even God, they made him white. Why? Why is God white? No, God is black. So, you know, God became a toy between them. Black people have a black Jesus, white people have a white Jesus. See what happens? That's what it boils down to, that's what it leads to. These are the false gods and the false religions that the people worship. Allah understand. Now, وهؤلاء كلهم في الآخرة من الخاسرين. Now all of these in the life to come will be among the losers. All of them will be among the losers. Can we do this or can we not? What time is it? Oh, never mind. Time. Okay, time out. But this is only, it's a very brief tafsir of the Shaykh, so we can do it inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كيف يهدي الله قوما كفروا بعد إيمانهم وشهدوا أن الرسول حق وجاءهم البينات والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين أولئك جزاؤهم أن عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون إلا الذين تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا فإن الله غفور رحيم إن الذين كفروا بعد إيمانهم ثم ازدادوا كفرا لن تقبل توبتهم وأولئك هم الضالون إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم وما لهم من ناصرين. How shall Allah guide the people who disbelieved after their belief and after they bore witness that the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true and after clear proofs had come unto them? And Allah guides not the people who are polytheists and wrongdoers. They are those whose recompense is that on them rests the curse of Allah, of the angels and all of mankind. They will abide therein, neither will their torment be lightened, nor will it be delayed or postponed. Except for those who repent after that and do righteous deeds, verily Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Verily those who disbelieved after their belief and then went on increasing in their disbelief, never will their repentance be accepted, because they only repent by their tongues and not from their hearts. That's the comment. And they are those who are astray. Then Allah goes on to say, verily those who disbelieved and died while they were disbelievers, the whole earth full of gold will not be accepted from any of them, even if they offered it as a ransom. For them is a painful torment and they will have no helpers. The Shaykh said, يعني أنه يبعد كل البعد أن يهدي الله قوما عرفوا الإيمان ودخلوا فيه وشهدوا أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حق ثم ارتدوا على أعقابهم ناقصين ناكثين. It is very unlikely, very far-fetched, that Allah will guide a group of people who have recognized Iman and they entered into it and they bore witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. Then they turned around, they turned back on their heels and they disbelieved. They knew Islam is the religion of truth. After they became Muslim, they learned Islam, they recognized Islam, they believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then because of some worldly gain, some desires, some lowly desires, they said, I don't want Islam anymore. And I don't want to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam anymore. It is very unlikely that Allah will guide these people. After they have recognized Iman, then they kind of withdrew. They withdrew from faith. They deliberately went back into disbelief. لأنهم عرفوا الحق فرفضوا, because they recognized the truth, then they rejected it. ولأن من هذه الحالة وصفه فإن الله يعاقبه بالانتكاس والانقلاب وانقلاب القلب جزاء له إذا عرف الحق فتركه. Because whoever has such description, then Allah will punish him, meaning he knew the truth, then he turned away from it, then Allah will punish him, then he will make his heart turn around. He will make his heart turn around because he had recognized the truth and rejected it. And even though the scholars say that, you know, in the other ayah in Surah Al-Kahf, it alludes to the same teaching that, you know, we have to be careful of after recognizing the truth that we actually turn away from it and don't apply it. Because if we don't apply the truth after we came across it, then we may be punished by never being able to come across it or apply it again in our lives. Right? وَمَنْ أَظَّمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ وَهُوَ يَدْعَى عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. No. Surah Al-Kahf, everybody has it, or most of you have it memorized. Right? وَإِن تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. And if you call them to guidance, then they will never be able to be guided afterwards. In the beginning of the ayat, Allah mentioned that this is those who come across the truth, they know the truth, and you know, they turn away from it, then they may reach a point where when you give them guidance, they will never be able to be guided afterwards. So once we learn something, brothers in Islam, we need to put it into practice. Otherwise, we may be deprived of ever being able to apply it in our lives. Which is not a joke. Which is not a joke. And we hear a lot of reminders in these classes. And on Friday, Jumu'ah. On the sermons on Friday. And in the various lectures, we hear many reminders. We have to be careful. When we know something to be the truth and we don't apply it, one of the quick punishments in the dunya is that we may never be able to be successfully, we may never be able to be successful enough to apply it again in our lives. You know, it's like you were offered something. Just to give you a worldly example, you go to, you know, there's a special offer and in Toyota on some cars, right? And the offer is valid for 1 month. You had that 1 month, you went over there, you checked out the car, everything was good, but you didn't buy it. Everything was good. The contract was Islamic. I don't know about these contracts today. The contract was Islamic, everything was good, but you didn't apply it. Then after the offer is over, now you want to go back, say, can I buy the car according to the offer? Say, what offer? It's over, man. You came here, didn't you? Say, yes, I did. We offered you the car, didn't we? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Did you understand everything? Why didn't you buy the car? Well, you know. Sorry. You can't get it now. You understand the point? Because he knew. Maybe if you want to say, listen, I never knew there was an offer. I never knew there was an offer. Maybe they'll say, okay, ma fi mushkila. We'll make a special deal for you. Because you didn't know. But you knew, you came, you saw. Then you turned away. And now you want to apply? No, my friend. Sorry. That's the idea. That's the idea that we need to be careful of. Allah musta'an. So the Shaykh went on to say, وَالْبَاطِلْ فَأَثَرَ. So he knew the falsehood and he favored it. فَوَلَّهُ اللَّهُ مَا تَوَلَّ لِنَفْسِ. Allah made them take then what is deserving or what he deserves to take. فَهَؤُلَاءِ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Those will have the curse of Allah, the angels and all of mankind. خَالِدِينَ فِي اللَّعْنَةِ وَالْعَذَابِ. They will abide eternally in Allah's curse and His punishment. لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم يضرون. The punishment will never be lightened. It will never be decreased, and they will never be given some time. إذا جاءهم أمر الله لأن الله عمرهم ما يتذكر فيه ما يتذكر وجاءهم النذير. This is after Allah's command has come to them, because Allah gave each person enough lifespan to remember what should be remembered. And the warner had come to them. And with that, inshallah, the ayat continue, but I want to stop now in order to give you some time before Dr. Yahya comes. There is an exception. This is for those who repent. So that's why the deen of Allah and Allah Azza wa Jal is Rahim, Ghafoor. He accepts the repentance. Now this is all to those who don't want to repent. But those who actually strive to turn to Allah, even after having these qualities, then Allah Azza wa Jal shall verily guide them. He shall verily guide them and allow them to enter into His mercy. But we will elaborate on that بإذن الله عز وجل next week. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.